Hey friend, welcome back to the Vision Driven Health Podcast. Do you ever find yourself stressed out and overwhelmed? You're running around trying to get everything done while also feeling like you're never gonna get ahead, which then maybe leads you to a place where you just feel super discouraged and unmotivated. So you toggle between these two undesirable feelings of stress and discouragement. Friend, we are breaking that pattern today with proven steps to establish a different approach that will keep you grounded in God's peace and on top of all that you're trying to get done. And I will say I am practicing what I preach in today's episode. You will hear some little sounds from some little people in the background. I am just here showing up amidst the chaos, here to serve you. They are fine. They are with my husband, but they are making their little presence known. So I apologize for the background of that as you listen to this episode, but I know that it is going to bless you. So let's get into it. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and two kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. Friend, I have two very exciting updates for you with regard to the Intentional Healthy Woman Experience. First and foremost, the cart is now open and it's only open for 48 hours because if you've been listening, you know this deal is way too amazing and too good to keep open longer than that. But the second exciting thing that I have to tell you is, upon talking with Sasha this week, we've decided to give a special bonus to the first five people who sign up for the experience when the cart opens, which is today. So the first five signups will be entered into a raffle to win free coaching with me and Sasha. But you've got to act quick because the cart has been open. And once you purchase this amazing experience, remember, you get both of our courses for the price of one. And you can become organized and healthy while also tapping into these numerous bonuses and resources that we are throwing in here as well, like Sasha's Life and Goals Planner and my Healthy Cooking Made Easy mini course and the master classes that we've added and the mini course that we actually filmed specifically for those of you who take advantage of this bundle, where we talk in detail about how to get organized and make space for a healthy lifestyle as a result of feedback that we got from listeners like you. Do not delay. Make sure you're one of those five people who gets that special bonus opportunity and opt in at intentionalandhealthywoman.com. I cannot tell you how many times I have found myself feeling super stressed with a million things swirling in my mind as I run around to try and do everything. My heart races, I do a lot of huffing and big sighs, I'm pacing, I'm talking to myself. Okay, this goes here. Oh wait, all right, bathroom, laundry, okay, get more water. And I'm just like trying to talk myself through desperately trying to get everything done. Which honestly, these times usually follow a time just a few, maybe it was a day before or the night before, where I'm sitting thinking about all that I need to do. And then I have an opportunity at that point to do something to set myself up for the next day. And I'm just like, ugh, I don't feel like it. And then I don't. I wonder if you've had similar experiences. Whether it's feeling too exhausted and unmotivated to do something, or running around trying to do everything without a clear plan, other than just, you know, the things that are swirling around in your head you're trying to keep track of. I know for me, these methods just lead to feeling super stressed out without actual results or progress. And then when we don't get done what we want to, or when we don't make time to cook or work out, we just chalk it up to being too busy and not being able to make it happen. Friend, can I simplify this for you today? I want you to be able to get what you need to do done and still be on top of it with your healthy habits. I really think it's possible. In fact, I know it is because I've had to figure it out for myself. Are you ready? All right. Number one, when you're in the middle of that stress state or when you're feeling super unmotivated, you have to interrupt yourself. This is the most difficult part of this process. This is where partnering with God and asking the Holy Spirit to prompt your heart is super helpful. This looks like being in the thick of it and thinking, wait, I don't have to operate this way. I'm stressing out and running around unnecessarily. You just want to think something to that extent. Basically, you're interrupting the moment to be able to see where you're at. And you have to be able to recognize where you're at, because otherwise, how are you ever going to break the pattern? And honestly, this does take practice. So you might want to enroll the help of your spouse or a friend, knowing that it may be difficult to hear from others when they say, hey, I think you're being in that state that you don't want to be in, and this would be an opportunity to interrupt that. Again, you have to kind of decide if you're ready for someone to speak into your life that way. And it would be easy in those moments to respond to them and say, you think? And then go on about how much you have going on and why you're justified in feeling super stressed or discouraged. I mean, truly, we've all been there. But can I be so, so honest with you? When we go to that place, we're actually just operating from a victim mentality. That perspective of, I've got this and that, and so of course I'm stressed out, da da da. That perspective keeps us as a victim to our circumstances. That's when we feel there's nothing that can be done to reduce our stress or to bring us motivation or to change the challenge that we're experiencing. And that's how we end up in the pattern of trying to get results, trying to, you know, get organized and do all these things, but actually not being able to do so. We end up blaming all that we have going on. We blame our jobs. We blame our kids. We blame everything else. And it blinds us from seeing the opportunities available to us, particularly the ones that God has made available to us when we choose to partner with Him. And that's the thing. We need His grace for this. We need His help to show us when we're operating this way so we can interrupt it. But then once you interrupt yourself, the next step is, okay, this is step two, is you need to identify where you're at and where you want to be. So this is step number one was interrupt. Step number two is to identify. And you just have to get really real with yourself. You might think something like, okay, I'm trying to do this out of my own strength, and I'm making myself a victim to my circumstances. I gotta shift. I need a different way. And then after you identify where you're at and what you're doing, you want to think about where you want to be. So then you might think something like, I really just want to experience God's peace. I want to be able to still stay grounded and not be reactionary when things don't go the way that I want them to or expect them to. I want to be a good steward of my time, and I really just want to follow God's lead. Or if you're feeling unmotivated and kind of feel like you're starting to spiral, you might think, wait, is this the thought process that's aligned with what's available to me in Jesus? I'm not reflecting what I have available in Him. And what's available, what's actually available to me is peace, order, clarity, direction, and grace. The identification process is super important because we don't want to continue to make excuses or justify where we're at. We want to deal with it head on so you can truly create a way of thinking and operating that is aligned with what you actually want. I'm hoping this is making sense to you, because after you've interrupted yourself, right, you're interrupting a pattern of getting stressed out, of getting super discouraged. You're identifying that you're in a state of stress and discouragement, and then you're identifying where you want to be. Step number three is to make a choice. You want to choose to stick with your vision. In that moment, when you've identified where you're at and where you want to be, you get to choose whether to continue being stressed and running around in a frenzy, or to continue, you know, maybe continuing to live in a place of defeat and demotivation, or you can choose to do something to help your future self. And that's the big thing. You must begin to consider and serve your future self. And I'm not talking about your future self 10 years from now, though what we do now does impact that. I'm talking about yourself tomorrow, yourself next week, yourself next month. But it can be harder, you know, the farther out in the future you go. What's actually really simple is just think of how stoked you will be with yourself. Your future self will be with your current self when you wake up and you've already made a pre-made healthy lunch to take to work. You just grab it and go. How stoked you'll be when you roll out of bed and you grab the pre-packed gym bag that you just take with you to work so that you can easily go to the gym on your lunch break or after work. Maybe when you start thinking about dinner and then you remember, oh yeah, I already meal planned and I already did the grocery shopping and I just have to throw it on a sheet pan and put it in the oven. Or maybe when you realize that you've got a to-do list that you've already sat down and thought through your to-do list. You're like, wait, I don't have to just have all these things swirling in my mind. I sat down yesterday and I thought through, oh yeah, I only have to do these couple of things. I spread it out. I planned it out, right? There's so many little things you can do like that for yourself to make things easier. I was actually just talking to some clients the other night and they were talking about how simple things like having healthy snacks on hand or filling up their water cup at night and putting it next to their bed so that when they wake up in the morning, they can start hydrating right away make such a huge difference to get back on track. And that's the thing. You don't have to try and do a 180. You can make small, simple changes little by little to get yourself where you need to be. But then that leads us to step number three. Again, Number one is interrupt. Number two is identify. Number three is to choose. And number four is to execute. It's one thing to interrupt yourself and identify where you are and to choose to do something. It's another thing to execute and to actually do it. And this one might feel like, okay, Robin, easier said than done. But when you do the first three steps well and consistently, executing actually becomes easier. Because when you interrupt yourself, you're not only interrupting being in a state that you don't want to be in, you're breaking a neural pathway, a pattern. If you're used to getting stressed and feeling overwhelmed, if you're no stranger to feeling demotivated and discouraged, you've likely got a neural pathway that leads to that way of thinking and behaving when you've got a lot going on or things don't go the way that you expect them to. But when you interrupt that state every time you find yourself there and you identify exactly what you're feeling and how you're thinking about it, and you identify where you want to be, you are literally forging a new pathway in your brain. And by doing that, you can fulfill that pathway by following through on what it is you're wanting to be and do by executing. And this is actually all derived from a method called restoration therapy. It is clinically proven to help rewire your brain. You are not bound to these patterns forever. And that's part of the good news of God's design. Our bodies and our minds are forgiving and malleable. That means we can change the way we think and we can change the state of our well-being. Friend, you just have to be willing to put in the work long enough for that change to set in. I want you to take a listen to what one of my clients shared on that group call last week and how she's been working at this and what's been working for her as a result of choosing to be intentional and executing on that.
So I've been taking a whole package of chicken and cooking it in my Instant Pot.
Nice.
So that I you know, cut it up and put it into baggies and then freeze it. And then I can just
Perfect.
grab a bag with me when I go, or like ground beef to make like a taco salad or something. And then I've
Yeah.
also been making hard boiled eggs. So I always have something that I can grab, especially when I'm super hungry. 'Cause you know, you hit that level of super hungry and you're like, I have to eat something right now.
You'll
And
eat
if there's
anything.
nothing
Yeah.
there, yes, you can really get yourself into trouble. And then focusing too on buying, you know, I feed four kids too, and they're teenagers and very
Large,
hungry.
yeah. I'm gonna have to
Yes.
ask you for what your
Large.
tips.
Yes. We'll have to talk about that someday in the future. But
Yes.
I have to prioritize buying a few snacks for myself. You know, healthy snacks. I mean, I try to buy healthy snacks for my kids too, but sometimes you just feed them what they
Feed the
yes. But you know,
animals.
like just a couple of things every time I go to the grocery store that I get for just for me, nuts or, you know, beef, grass-fed beef jerky that I love. Just certain things like that, so that I've always got something on hand
Yeah.
in those moments. Or protein shakes too is for me as big, because sometimes I just need a little something extra at night. I can feel that my stomach's hungry and I didn't get enough to eat
Perfect.
probably that day. And so I'll
Yeah.
just have a protein shake, which I feel like is a good option. So just finding like little things, you know, drinking more water. If I fill my water cup before I go to bed and I put it next to my bed, then when I wake up, one of the first things I do is I drink that entire thing before I do anything else. It takes me 10 minutes. And, you know, that's just being more intentional in the choices that I'm making. So even though I'm super busy and I'm always going and I feel like, ah, how do I do this? How do I make this work? It's the little tiny things like that, the baby steps that you actually taught us that, Robin. Like, it's the baby
Yeah.
step. It doesn't have to be these ginormous things, you know?
Amen. So this client of mine, she is a busy gal. She's got a full-time job, teenage kids, and she is making all of these small adjustments to make it work. And no, you can make this work too. I wanted to make this memorable for you. So just to recap, these four steps are actually an acronym. It's ICE with two I's. ICE. Interrupt, identify, choose, and execute. Right? So when maybe you're feeling super hot and stressed, you're a hot mess, you just need to try a little bit of ice. Okay? So one thing that really stood out when I was hearing my clients share these things is that they were sharing these ahas where they felt free from food controlling them. They felt more intentional, more in control, and overall healthier. And this was the result of taking the leap of faith and choosing to get help from me in my program. I know in my life, some of the biggest transformations that have occurred for me have been on the other side of diving into a course or a program. As I mentioned last week, there is a major, excuse me, as I've mentioned at the beginning of this episode, there is a major steal of a deal that is open today in being able to be a part of the Healthy Weight Loss Academy, but then also getting to be a part of Sasha's Fresh Start program through the Intentional and Healthy Woman Experience. Like I said, you are getting access to these two incredible courses for the price of one. In Sasha's course, she focuses on sorting through your chaos to create an intentional and organized schedule and rhythm to your life. And as I've talked about many times in my course, you learn how to lose weight the healthy way in partnership with God. And in fact, the clip that you heard earlier of my client, she is currently wrapping up her time in the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. But here's the thing, friend. We are not just throwing in those two courses. We are also including Sasha's Life and Goals Planner, two of my masterclasses, one of her masterclasses, and my Healthy Cooking Made Easy course. And then on top of that, Sasha and I recorded a three-part mini-series hashing out the top challenges we hear women face when it comes to getting organized and creating healthy habits. All of that, friend, like I said, is for the price of one of our courses. We are crazy, crazy committed to making this all as accessible to you as possible because we both fully believe when you go through this process, you will experience transformation. To access this now because it's open. You can go to theintentionalandhealthywoman.com and snag your spot. And like I mentioned earlier, if you're one of the first five, you can get enter the raffle to get some free coaching, hands-on coaching from myself and Sasha. Be blessed today, friend, and don't forget to use ICE. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health Podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.